Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle, just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year, and they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in D.C. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey friends, October 19th through 21st, TJ and I will be at the Nashville Zanies. Following week, I'll be headlining St. Louis Funny Bone. That's October 26th through 29th. TJ will be in Omaha that same weekend. Coming out and say hello, and thanks for listening.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
The great musician in Austin, Texas. Really funny. Like, really funny for, like, even comedian funny. Yeah.
How did you come across him? What kind of music did you play? Fart noises and gag?
That's all gag he does. Gifts? And that's what's so great about it. It's all gag gifts.
He just comes out. He's like,
gag gift music. Oh, gag gift
this
radio.
Next one, this goes out to all you out there who had a tough time getting here on the old highway. Arrga! Arrga!
On 102.7, The Gag. Flag in the gag one more time. That's flag in the gag.
And there's a little ditty I think you all remember from my first album.
All gag gifts. Music and radio all the time.
All right. Well, guys, that's been my time out here. Again, my name is Bob Schneider.
103.4.
Don't let the farts escape the car. That's his out. That's what he says at the end of every show.
103.4.
People say it along with him.
103.4, the burp.
And until next time, guys, the whole crowd together is like, yeah. Don't let the farts escape the car. They're selling t-shirts and whoopee cushions.
It would be so fun to have a sidekick. I told you I did an amphitheater show the other day. And as I was on stage, this rat came out. And I didn't tell you this part, but this rat came out, stood on his hind legs. And no one screamed, which surprised me. But I think I didn't want them to be as startled. I was startled, but I was just going to roll with it. I'm like, hey, I can roll with the, I'm an improviser. I'll roll with the rat right next to me.
Sure. Right? Extemporaneous.
I had no fear.
No.
All I was thinking about was, let's get some laughs out of this.
Yep.
And, but I called it a mouse because I thought that would sort of minimize, you know, how it felt to the crowd.
Did you say, whoa, there's a mouse out here.
I said something like, don't worry about the mouse. He's with me. Something like that. And but then I looked at him and there was no way I could sell it as a mouse. He was closer to a rabbit than a mouse. I mean, he was huge.
You right? Almost said dog.
Yeah. I almost said marsupial, actually. I was going
I love direction. Marsupial.
Yeah.
What Right. Also wrote it. Wait. Yeah. So what, you said this is in an amphitheater?
Yeah, it was in an amphitheater.
How could they have seen it from so far away? In were you on a Simi screen? Valley,
they were pretty close. I was on a stage, but they were pretty close. And that's the thing. He came out next to the stage into the front row. So only about, you know, a portion of the crowd could see him.
Was it outdoors?
Yeah, it was outdoors.
Yeah. So how many people were there?
I'd say there were about 150, maybe 200.
Okay, so a good portion of the crowd could see the
but they didn't scream
or quote unquote mousesupial.
Right, the mousesupial, which should be the name of the episode. So he ends up going back into his hole, and then I do a little more show. And all of a sudden, I see the crowd's kind of distracted. And I'm like, he's behind me right now, isn't he? And everyone's kind of nodding, like with their eyes like wide. They're like, yeah, he's behind you. And,
really? Yeah, so he was behind you?
Yeah, yeah. He was like behind me, like on this hill. There was a hill behind me. There's a stage, a little hill that goes up. And as hills often do, you know, hills often go up or down. That's what's so weird about them.
It's so rare.
You know what I love? A flat hill.
Like so rare that a hill goes backwards. When he went back into the hole, did you take that opportunity to say, go back to the hole where you crawled out of?
I was getting a lot of laughs about it because I was joking about how, like, maybe I was going to do a show for the crowd. You know, when they if they got soft on me, I was like, hey, I'll do a crowd for those rats if you guys don't shape up. So they had a lot of pressure on them. And then I put a bottle cap with some water in it, put it out on the stage.
God,
and
he came out on stage
and drank the water. And then I was like, I think it's time for me to admit, they call me the rat comic. This is my sidekick. And it was just fun. It was so fun.
This is my
fun.
Side rat?
Yeah, yeah. And so, in fact, he came here with me in my sidecar, in my motorcycle. It was...
This is my rat kid.
It was, I think I referenced Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim. Did you ever read that book?
Wow.
Yeah, I went
deep
all the way.
Deep cuts, yeah.
Deep cuts on 103.4, The Burp.
So you can't even burp.
I can't burp on command. That's a skill that you possess, which I don't. In any event, now when I perform, I feel lost without the rat. Like it was one of my favorite shows I've ever had.
Well, it's
and
so
I feel
rare.
Like I feel like I don't have my muse.
Your rat muse.
Yeah.
I think those situations are so rare, and it's so awesome when they... You know, when they happen, and then the fact that you handled it perfectly, yeah, it's going to be probably top 10 shows of your life.
It was.
Right?
I do have it on tape, which is cool, just audio tape. It was, put my phone in my pocket and recorded it.
But you'll be able to listen to that.
Yeah, because it was, I was one of those where you're like, I think I did everything with, I don't remember all the details, but the whole show became about the rat and what his life situation was like and how he would wait for these shows, you know.
To go out and be a part of them.
Yeah, yeah. Like how he's waiting. And
or
like,
to
and
see
like,
them.
And like, you know, there was, it was one of those shows where you're like, why? I did everything I would have wanted to do with that. Now, on the flip side, there are a lot of times where you're riffing, where you're later, where you're like, I did not flush that out. They gave me a beautiful hand. And I didn't bet it right. You know what I mean? Do you ever have that feeling? I have that feeling all
the
time.
I didn't play it right.
Where I'm like, I didn't play it. I got two quick laughs out of it. But if I had let that sort of simmer.
Yeah. Recently, I did a show. And it was really good. And then I got off stage. And I was like, why didn't I do the callback? I could have closed with a callback.
Right.
To the professor from MIT.
Right.
And I just forgot it. And it's really hard to be like, that was still an A+ show. It wasn't anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's just an A.
Yeah. Or you're like short-sighted. You're
are we doing this standing up? Looks like we are.
Sometimes I just do the stand-up. Okay. Stand-up. But I do think it gets... Sometimes you try to go for a quick laugh, and that's a kiss of death. Because although you get that laugh, you cut yourself off, where you could have let it sort of evolve
you
in different ways.
You got to wait for the simmer. And then the other thing that you have to do, and this is what I get upset about sometimes, is sometimes you see the... You see the closer of the show, but it's also makes sense to do right there because you've already riffed up until that.
Right.
So you can use it as the closer of that riffing section, or you can go all the way to the, you can hold that bit.
That's what I'll try to do.
And wait till the very end.
I'll hold it. I'll be like, I'll try to remember to go back to it later. Yeah. I'm like, I've got one more great thing to do with this.
Yeah,
I'll ask these follow-up questions in about 25 minutes. Like, I'll start to think that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I did a did a great closer in Cleveland that was sort of that. I found a way to put a joke that I came up in Salt Lake City. It made sense to close with it, sort of.
Yeah.
And I closed with it, and it was just like the hugest applause break laugh. So if you wait, you're not going to get diminishing returns. The only fear is that you'll forget it because you're so in the moment up until that point. But if you can remember it, it's always better. An audience appreciates a callback much more than a big close to a riff,
right?
You know, or a riffing section.
That's true. And they also appreciate non-scripted callbacks, which I think a lot of comics script them, and then it's too obvious. Like, oh, he does it every night.
They still appreciate that. They still are like, all right, but it's more of a clever appreciation rather than a, oh my God, this guy's brilliant.
Yeah. Let's start things off with a section we like to call the Triple Banger Lightning Round.
Triple Banger Lightning Round.
Do you think anyone has ever said or uttered the phrase, "You had me at overhead bin"?
That's such a good one.
Because I met this girl on a plane, and I thought, like, she said something to me, and I almost just said it to her being funny, but I think she might have thought it was creepy. But I think it would be good. If I was single, I think I would try that.
How do you get...
You had me at overhead bin.
To a flight attendant, then? It would be every... when is a civilian going to say, excuse me, are you going to use this overhead bin? And you go, hey, you had me at overhead bin.
No, it is to an airline attendant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, then yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only problem would be creepy.
You don't need to tell anything more about this airplane. You had me at overhead bin.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I think... If you say it and it's not like, I want to be with you, but it's more like, you don't need to say anything else. You had me at the overhead bins are full.
Yeah.
I like that. I like, but then see, she's going to have to come and ask you if you want peanuts. You don't want to creep her out, you know?
Should it be such a normal phrase, overhead bin? It seems kind of arbitrary what you're going to call that space up above our heads. Do you think certain airlines should just be different? Be like, we don't call it the overhead bin on Spirit Airlines. We call it the, you know,
above head wastebasket.
Don't get trapped up here place. Or, you know, like,
we call it the objects may have shifted container.
Don't let things fall on your head when you open this.
Yeah, why isn't the
contraption
the carry-on compartment?
Yeah, the carry-on compartment. Why is everyone, they're sheep. These airlines, they're sheep.
How about the airbound glove compartment?
The jumbo glove compartment.
The big old glove compartment. Big old GC. Yeah, they could have so many other funny things.
Yeah, how about the
overhead bin is
strangely shaped space in the sky.
The above you, the right above you cabinet.
Yeah. The above-ring bin.
The above-ring bin because it's hovering above you. Yeah. That's the
hovering one. Above-ring.
The above-ring bin.
Yeah.
Bin. That would be great. That should be JetBlue. They're always, they really push the envelope, JetBlue.
They do. They really do. True Bang Lightning Round,
question two.
We're in Houston right now.
Houston, Texas.
What's
the Lone Star State?
The Lone Star.
The number three biggest city in the United States, according to Houstonites, Houstonians. The number four largest city in the United States, according to science.
Yeah.
And data sets.
Yeah.
The third biggest city in the great country of the USA, according to Houstonians. The number fourth biggest city, according to every human being outside of Houston, Texas.
You can tell.
Why do they call it Houston? Why do they call it pig in a blanket above your head on the airplane pocket?
I like to. The super jumbo pocket above your head.
Don't let it open. Pocket.
Things might fly out.
The suitcase pocket.
The cold pocket, you know?
Cold. That's the cargo area. The cold pocket. Do you want to check your luggage? We'll put it in the cold pocket
until
we bring it out.
In the,
and it goes around the spinning say hello to your baggage machine. You can pick that up and claim whatever you want as it slowly turns.
As round the luggage round. Turns. I can tell. I told you this yesterday. You can tell how much people like their town by how long they pause when you go, hey, how do you like it here? The length with which they pause indicates how much they truly like it. Eventually, they'll always say, yes, I like it here. But if really? They go, hey, how do you like it here in Houston? You like living here? Yesterday was more like, yeah, yeah. No, that's too long. You waited too long. I know you don't like
because,
it here.
Because, well, what they're, the person is thinking about how many things they don't like about it, or they're thinking about, they're trying that hard to think of one. Right. In their head, they're weighing it out. They're mm-hmm. weighing out the goods and the bads.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think it would be, I don't know. I mean, there are some people that say, no, I don't like it. Right.
Not once Oklahoma.
CJ Sullivan and I got in a car in Oklahoma, a Lyft or an Uber. Yeah. Something. And we said, how's it going with, it's just during the pandemic. I go, so how's it going here with, you know, the pandemic and everything. And CJ's like, yeah, how's it going with COVID in Oklahoma? And he's like, pandemic? Man, Oklahoma is rocking at that volume.
Yeah, yeah.
He was amazing. And he had a mullet, everything. Yeah. You know, white guy, thin mustache. And I mean, it was a thick mustache with a thin amount of hairs. But we just love, we say that sometimes. Oklahoma is rocking! He just, and I think he threw up the devil horns. I mean, it was so perfect.
That always accentuates a point.
Yeah.
Devil horns.
That's true. I did that after I proposed to K.A.
You rock. I always put out the devil
horns. You throw up. Well, that's the sort of, what's this one called with the thumb and the pinky?
Oh, I thought that was the.
I think devil horns is this. You're right.
This is the.
Hang 10, hang loose.
The hang loose. You see, I'm from California.
Yeah, but you guys are throwing those up no matter what. But after I proposed to Kate, I threw up the. After she said yes, I was like, will you marry me? Between a rock and a hard place, I want to know, will you marry me? And she was like, yes. And I was like, Oklahoma is rocking! We were in California at the time.
Yeah, of course, but you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle, just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year, and they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in DC. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's so people often say it's a dry heat, but here in Houston, it's a wet heat.
Well,
it's a moist
heat.
Did you
see me yesterday? Probably not, right?
No,
that part. Oh, I have. I'm going to put this clip's going to be great. The whole thing. But this girl said that it's a thick heat. Thick? Somebody said it was a wet heat. Humid, and then the other girl said it's a thick heat, and I go, oh my god, that is so gross. Just like in Houston, it's a thick, wet heat. What is grosser than a thick heat? Can't go outside today, it's so thick and wet. It's so gross.
I mean, I had no
but they're
idea.
Saying that it's not, yeah. And we were outside today, and even just rain, like, it's not that thick or wet, it's not that wet of a heat. I don't think of here as very humid. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think of Florida as humid. I think of the South. Southwest, I feel like it's like Albuquerque and stuff.
The whole show becomes us trying to rename things. I'm like, why do they call it rain? Why don't they have different words for it? Like water from the sky or
why do they
peeing
call it droplet
on my
party?
Head
yeah.
from
droplet.
A balcony. Peeing on my head from a balcony. You know,
droplet party.
The entire episode from now on, all we ever do is just rename things.
It's a drippy waterfall. It just turns into the renaming podcast.
Yeah, it's just
starring Cashing.
Right. Well, that's our triple banger. What's a better pronunciation, Whataburger or Whataburger?
I think pronunciation.
Yeah. Pronunciation.
What's a good? I always do that as a joke. Pronunciation. I didn't pronounce that right.
Right, right.
I forget the correct pronunciation. Whataburger or
Whataburger.
Whataburger. Whataburger. Whataburger. I think Whataburger. I mean, we all know what they're trying to do. Have you had Whataburger?
No.
I think we maybe got to do that.
We should do that just to give it a...
Give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. Why do they call it Whataburger?
Why do they call it Whirl? Why do they call it a twisting toilet town?
It should be called food inside a space that looks like a restaurant.
They should call it Quite a Burger. What a sandwich.
They should
Quite
call
a burger.
It, how do you pronounce it, burger?
They should call it a pronounced double bacon with please.
Vegetarians, take a break. Meat eaters, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I supposedly people have very strong opinions about Whataburger.
Mammals, take a break. Marsupials, yes. We spoke about you earlier.
Marsups, dupes, and rodent poops.
I mean, it's just we're just breaking new ground. We break new ground.
But the Whataburger, I feel like we need to go and try that because people have a high opinion of someone say it's the best. Mm-hmm. Dustin Chafin, who's from Texas, said, hey, it's the best. You know, and then the guy from New Orleans that I hung out with today, he said, I don't get the hype. I don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah. Triple Banger Lightning Round, question three. I may have asked this before, but I'm just turning it into a banger. And, you know, I'm not perfect, you know. I don't know exactly what I write. I jot down ideas to talk about with my friend on the show. And sometimes I don't remember what we've mentioned or not. So, but I don't think we've done this. Maybe we have. Maybe we haven't.
Is it about renaming water?
That's exactly what it is.
Renaming rain.
Yeah. We could rename water too.
It's just liquid
moist
air.
Moist drops.
Moist drops.
What are those moist drops?
It's liquid pretties. It's the velvety liquid.
What are those wet tablets?
Wet tablets.
Yeah, wet tablets. So if you buy Chick-fil-A on a Saturday.
Okay. And you eat it on a Sunday.
And you resell it on a Sunday.
Heat it up.
Sell it on a Sunday, do you burn in hell for eternity? Or is that more of a purgatory type thing?
Now, I think it's burn in hell, but not for an eternity, for about, I don't know, 2.5 days.
That's the thing. When they say burn in hell for eternity, they always mention the eternity part. Are there people getting out of hell? Is there a way to work your way back?
Is there getting out of hell early for bad behavior?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes. I like that wet tablet. Frozen wet tablet. Do you mean my popsicle? I think so. I forgot how to pronounce it.
I think it's a good idea. A lot of people like to eat Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
Secondhand. You know what would be really funny?
Secondhand Chick-fil-A.
Is getting...
Just call it a restaurant called Secondhand. Secondhand.
Dude, it would be so... That would be Chick-fil-A. Such a funny viral video. We should do that. Yeah. We should get... I mean, I think you're going to be gone tomorrow, but it would be worth getting Chick-fil-A tonight.
Yeah.
And then going out front of the Chick-fil-A with a big sign that says...
Secondhand Chick-fil-A.
Selling secondhand cold Chick-fil-A.
That might be a good name of the episode.
You can get in trouble. Chick-fil-A.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You get in trouble with the Lord. That's possible, right?
I think so. I mean, I do love... I'm wondering how funny would it be to get like sued by Chick-fil-A or to get a sanction from them saying you can't sell... secondhand Chick-fil-A on a Sunday in front of our restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do it.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah. We're moving along to a section we like to call the Where Were You?
Where were you?
When you weren't wherever you are now. Where were you?
Okay, so I was at Yogurt Land, as I often am.
It's more often than Yonderland.
You know, we talked about this on another episode where I talked about how I only date girls over the years from Yogurt Land.
That you've met at Yogurt Land?
That worked there. They had to work there. We've talked about that a few episodes.
There's one woman that you fell in love with, but you guys didn't kiss until she applied and received employment. from Yogurtland.
Yogurtland, yeah. Let me see your application to Yogurtland.
Much more delicious than Ice Cream County.
Yeah. So I went in there with my my kids, and this guy...
That's pretty funny. She has to show you a pay stub before you have intercourse. All right, keep going, sorry.
There were two workers. One was sort of a... One was this girl, and one was this guy who was like sort of... Well, what he said was, we don't take credit cards. We only take cash today. And I said, well, because I pulled out my credit card, we were about to order. He's just to let you know we're only going to take cash. And I go, I have some cash in my car. Can we order and then I'll go get the money? And he goes, doesn't work that way. And he's pretty combative. He's a little bit aggressive with me.
Yeah, well, obviously he said didn't work that way. Doesn't work that way.
And I'm like, well, I could leave. I was trying to be just listen. Like, I'll leave the kids as collateral. And I'll, as they're eating there.
You're joking, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's not going to work. If you don't, and he was really like not.
Where was this?
It was in Marina Del Rey.
Did you do the, you don't have a watch. I figure you go, I'll give you my watch.
Yeah, I was leaving the kids as collateral. I thought that was,
Yeah, but they're not worth money.
Yeah, that's true. So he goes, no, it's not going to work that way. If you don't have any cash, we're not going to do any business. Or so he said something like rude. So I'm like, all right. Well, I guess we'll go get the cash. And then he started to kind of give me a stink eye. And that's when I
lost your fucking mind.
Lost a little bit. So I'm walking out. He's giving the stink eye, and I saw him do it. And I'm doing a little, and then I started to like give him a stink eye.
For those of you who can't see, Cash is giving a stink eye, but also he looks like he's surprised and confused.
No, I was. And he kept the stare because he didn't want to lose the staring contest. So now we're doing a staring contest as I walk out the door. And I get to about.
But you're kind of fucking with him, right?
Yeah, I am fucking with him, totally. So I get to the door. I'm totally fucking with him. Now, Wynn's getting nervous because he hates it when I get into these, like.
Really? Wynn doesn't
Wynn's
like it?
Wynn's like, Dad, come on. So I stop before the door and I go, like, you know what? You're pretty combative for a guy that sells frozen yogurt. I go,
That's what you said?
Yeah. I go, I don't know if this is the right job for you. You're pretty combative. I said a frozen yogurt specialist.
That's right? Even better.
And he goes, this would be different if we were outside.
What?
And I go, yeah, he's basically saying, let's take it outside. I'll fight you outside. And I go, that's the whole point. You should have a job where you work outside. And I'm just telling you right now, I didn't say this to him, but this is the kind of guy that could definitely kick my ass.
Yeah.
He was like 6 feet tall. He had tattoos all over his body. He was very strong.
What is wrong with
him? He was like, really? He should not, like, yeah, if you don't want to be talked to, like, I think he felt like I was disrespecting him.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be talked to like this, don't work at a yogurt shop. Work outside. I'm not going to do a stare down with a construction worker. I'm going to do a stare down with a security guard. I'm not going to do a stare down with a police officer. Get a job where you're outside if you want to take it outside.
And where you can bully people, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. I go, maybe you should get a job outside then. And he's like, you be careful. You be careful. And I'm like, oh, I need to be careful? And I stepped. I go, I'm outside now. I'm outside. You want to come out? Now, Wynn was like, Wynn was really like, Dad, let's go.
He was crying.
He didn't want to see that. He wasn't crying, but he was upset.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to freak him out. Because they do have these little disputes sometimes, you know?
Sometimes.
And
that's a major point of your personality in my experience. But you never do them when we're together.
I know. And I was going to bring that up. I thought about it afterwards because I was like, I'm going to tell TJ about this story. And he's... And
I did thought, you well, guys why, leave why after that?
TJ,
you
we said, did leave because Wynn was like, well, the girl got upset and I didn't want her to get upset. She's like, guys, please, I don't, let's not take this any further. And I was like, we're leaving. It's fine. And we left because she was upset. And it was like, I don't want to fight a guy at Yogurtland. I just was.
She also has to like deal with this guy. Like now for the rest of the day, she has to listen to him and be like, I would have gone out there and kicked his ass.
There's no doubt I was rude to him after a certain point. I mean,
But
I was wondering afterwards, like, oh, the rat is here.
I love it.
I was wondering afterwards, like, okay, it's true. I'll tell TJ that story and we'll talk about it on the podcast and he'll say, I don't see this side of you very often at all.
You thought that I would say that?
I thought, and I thought about what the reason is. And I thought about it. In particular, since we've been doing the show, you've had a level of
I'd love to hear Bob Schneider's take on this.
Bob Schneider is such a great musician. Very funny.
And always remember.
Yeah.
Don't let the fart out of the card. You thought I've reached a level of celebrity.
There's a level of celebrity where I don't want to make a scene when there's already enough attention when you're around.
Really?
For me to then be this guy creating this sort of attitude with people. So I think these disputes generally wouldn't happen when you're around.
God, I'd love to see him. That makes me so sad.
I know. It's a bummer. But you might be uncomfortable with it. Because you might think you're generally nicer than me. And I'm more of a curmudgeon in the first place. Our friendship might have benefited from you not seeing this side of me. Because I am wrong.
No, I would have loved it.
What percentage was I wrong?
I would have loved it.
I go, what percentage do you think I was wrong there? Because I definitely think it was closer to 50-50 that I'm comfortable with. And he was like, I think it was about 40-60. He goes, I still think it was his fault, but you ratcheted it up pretty quick. And I was like, yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah. You ratcheted it up pretty quick.
He goes, you turned the temperature up really fast. And I'm like, yeah, I probably did. But then Wynn has it in him too, a little bit. This kind of getting angry thing that is we were at trivia.
Give an
night.
Example,
We were at this restaurant where they happen to have trivia night. And it was just me and Wynn. First off, trivia, these guys that do trivia night, they are failed comedians.
Yeah. Or they're wannabes and never tried it.
Yeah. And so that can be interesting. So we're doing fine. After like two rounds, we're tied for first. And then they get into the...
Where are you in trivia? Like, where is this happening?
Happening at like a... It's called Sharky's. It's like a sports bar.
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah. I know all about it.
Yeah.
I'm friends with the shark.
I've heard that about you. So... So we're like tied for first, and then we get to a round. I'm like, we should probably leave now because it was the round about it was going to be about movies and TV. And I don't know the names of people. I don't know the movie name. I'm not a movie.
You wanted to leave while you're ahead?
We weren't going to be able to make the whole night anyway. He was going to have to go home and go to sleep. It was like there was going to be seven rounds, so we weren't ever going to make it anyway. And I was like, we should walk now. Things are going to get ugly. And sure enough, they try to – you know, sort of increase the level of difficulty as things go along.
Sure.
And they ask name of the three girls on Brady Bunch. So, I mean, I only knew one.
It's Marcy, Darcy, and Farsi. The Indian language.
I wish you had been there.
The Pakistani language.
Do you know the answer to this one?
It's Marcy's one of them, right?
It's Marcia. That's the only one I got.
Marcia. Oh, it's Marcia, Marcy, and Farsi. Okay, got it.
So I wish you had been there.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. So go ahead.
Bottom line is there were nine questions. I didn't get any of them right. But when he goes through each round after you're done with it.
Yeah.
And at this time, he goes, he announced that first question about the Brady Bunch. She's like, only one person here didn't get it. He's like, and I'm going to reveal who that is if they don't buy me a drink, because you got to be an idiot to not have gotten that question.
That's what he said?
Yeah, something like that. He was trying to be funny, because I was the only one out of the 10 teams that didn't get it.
Yeah.
And Wynn was pissed.
What did he do?
Wynn was like, she went too far. Like, he was really pissed.
It was a girl?
I don't know why I said she. No, he went too far.
And that's what Wynn said. He said, he went too far.
Yeah, he was like, he went too far on that. Like, he was pissed, because he's, you know, I was getting mocked.
Yeah.
So I felt I had to defend myself.
Do it. Why don't you let Wynn defend you?
I probably should have. So I go, I go, it was me. And people are like, kind of looked at me. And I was like, I don't feel like I should be embarrassed that I didn't sit around watching one of the worst shows in the history of television and memorize the names of the characters. I think the real losers are people that did that.
That's pretty combative to everybody.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't need to do that. They were in a tag team. Meanwhile, the other nine teams are like, why is he yelling at us? By the way, this is trivia night.
Right, I know.
Where you're supposed to know little pieces of fact.
And our team, speaking of little pieces, our team was called Trivial Shrimps.
Trivial Shrimps. Okay.
What would you name your trivia team?
The name I had chosen is Taken. Now.
That was
Taken. I guess.
It
mine was the Brady Bunch of Losers.
That's really what we should have called ourselves, because after that round ended, they then tabulated the scores. We went from first to last, and now we had to leave anyway because he had to go home.
Yeah, so you left his losers.
So we left his losers, and I called everyone losers. And so, long story short, I'm going back next week.
Yeah, you got it.
I actually am.
Really?
I'm going to go back with April because she's going to do those parts. She's good with that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah.